South Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross. Far post! Goal!
Soccer.
Smallbow with the header forwards. Looks like he's going to be picking up Shane Smeltz. And Fatu's been robbed here. And Wade Decker could be in for Melbourne City. Wade Decker has scored his first A-League goal. And Melbourne City lead. A disaster defensively for Sydney FC. They gave the ball away cheaply. And Wade Decker has made them pay cash. It's good feet by O'Neill and a decent release too. And they're in behind here. Alex Brosk. And there's the goal for Sydney FC. The equaliser on debut. It's Filip Holosko with a tap-in. 1-1 in first half stoppage time. Maybe, just maybe, time for one more foray. Probably come from Sydney FC. Fornaroli's been carded, kicking the ball away. Had its moments. Free kick launched in by German. And Simon is guilty of a push. And that'll do, says Ben Williams. So, it finishes like it did here in round one last season. All square.
Indeed, what action last night. Thanks to Fox Sports, just not able to get the maximum points, Melbourne City. It was 1-1 in the end against Sydney FC. Jack Clisby from Melbourne City, good enough to join us the day after. G'day, Jack.
How you going, mate?
You're going well. Good to talk to you. I mean, look, always a tough place to go. Sydney, of course, runner-up to the victory last season. I think it was about 18,000-19,000 last night. Got off to a great start, but yeah, obviously that second goal was a pretty good one from Sydney FC that levelled it up.
Yeah, we're a bit disappointed actually to concede that goal with about a minute to go. All we had to do was hold out till half time, but it wasn't to be. And then obviously it gives Sydney that edge going into half time. But yeah, look, I thought first half we had plenty of chances to score more than just the one goal. But overall, I think probably Sydney had a bit more of the ball second half. And yeah, in the end, I think we're pretty happy to come away with the point.
Yeah, look, it's early days, so a lot of the season to be played out. There have been a few little injuries in the pre-season period. They're sometimes hard to avoid, but obviously there's more expectation certainly on Melbourne City this season. That's certainly from the outside. What about the own, you know, the internal expectations?
Yeah, we've set our obviously our goals for this year. We know we have high expectations for the club this year. Look, we've got a good squad. As you can see, we had young boys out there making their debuts for the club. And, you know, we understand how important the season is for this club. And I think we'll live up to those expectations. I mean, it's early days now, but we've had a good pre-season and the boys are feeling confident heading into it.
Jack, you spent a number of years over at the Glory, came across as part of the transfer earlier this year and have had, you know, plenty of time now to settle into the Melbourne lifestyle and Melbourne City. Just your own take on how you're travelling?
Yeah, look, I'm much more than settled in right now here in Melbourne. I love it here, and you know, the boys and that are just they've been welcoming, and like, I'm good mates with a lot of the boys in the team now. And yeah, I think the only thing I can complain about is the lack of beaches. There's not as much as there was at Perth. But yeah, no, I love it here in Melbourne, and I'm very comfortable.
No, if I wasn't living in Melbourne, I'd love to live in Perth. It is a beautiful place. There's no doubt about that. And always plenty of sunshine. I've gone across to do the footy there for a number of years. Tell us about the training facilities you've got. I mean, they are talked about as just absolute world-class.
They really are. I mean, you're going into training every morning and you really do feel like a very professional footballer. I mean, we've got everything. There's no excuses for us. Everything we need is covered. The training ground, the grass is perfect. We've got an unbelievable change room. We've got the gym. But yeah, we've got everything that the players and coaching staff and everyone needs all in the one place.
Well, not the points you would have wanted last night, but not the worst result, at least a point to start the season. Huge game against the Victory next Saturday night, which is going to be absolutely brilliant. And I expect a few goals in that one. Both teams looking to play good attacking football for 2015-16. Good luck with that, and we'll certainly talk throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers, mate.